Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about the weakest link you have in your home for comfort, cleanliness, quietness, and energy efficiency. It's your windows. Here with Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows. And Sal, you represent several lines of windows. I mean, you've got several you like.
Yes. We have quite a few different manufacturing companies that we offer. We're not the company just to push one brand down a customer's throat and say, this is the best one. Let me tell you 1,000 bells and whistles about it.
Yeah.
What we truly do is gather all the information of what's going to work best for the home and the homeowner, and then offer the product that's going to best fit their needs.
All right. And what drives a homeowner generally to call you? Is it the dust? Is it the noise? Is it the energy efficiency?
It's really all above, but most people don't know that they're going to improve by sound. They're going to improve the dust. They think for the most part it's only going to improve the energy efficiency.
I think people are surprised with a good window. A good window facing west or south in the summer, if that's where your favorite reading chair is, you can go sit down and you can be comfortable. And a lot of people don't believe that.
Oh, absolutely. Some people would probably suntan behind their windows in that reading chair with their old windows.
Oh, with their old windows, they would. It just gets so hot, you have to move the chair, find another place to read.
And not only that, but the chair itself, I'm sure, is bleached from the sun, the UV, and that will not happen anymore behind the new 95 protectant UV glass.
And you're just about every window is coming with the UV protectant anymore, isn't it?
That's the low E chemical, yeah.
Yeah, so that's stopping the fading that occurs on the carpet, the upholstery, the curtains, and everything else.
Absolutely.
So you stop all that damage with a new window package. What are some of the things you're looking for when you go out to a home to do an assessment? I would guess, generally speaking, you're looking at just aluminum frame, single or double pane windows, right?
Well, I don't know. We really do replace a lot of different product out there. For the most part, it's just going to be your low energy efficient windows that we're replacing. That's the good majority of it. I would say 25% want to replace it just for looks or operation. The rest is energy efficiency.
Okay. Do you see much of the old steel Torrance windows anymore?
The old steel casements?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're replacing them all the time.
Yeah, down the historical districts.
With the plaster houses. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Man. Talk about an ironclad window. But it's, I mean, it let everything in.
It sure did. I don't think that was ever designed with a seal, though. There was never a seal. It was just iron on iron.
It was.
Yeah.
You had to put your own mohair.
Your own seal.
Yes,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you bought a new house. You got a roll of mole hair to put in the windows.
But it's a window manufacturer out of California, in Torrance, California, Torrance Steel Windows. And they still sell and make those windows and the replacement parts, all the old cranks and casements that are caulked and glued shut and painted. That they can all be made operable.
I think those were the worst energy efficient windows.
No matter what you fix on them operationally, you cannot get them energy efficient.
Oh, well, you can just put insulation over them and board them up.
I've seen a few homes like that with the Dow foam glued to the inside of the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got that 1 inch of foam with the aluminum backing.
Well, we've sure seen a lot of changes in windows. Now, the low E, explain a little bit what low E is. What is low emissivity?
I'm not a scientist, and that's definitely above my pay grade there. All I can tell you is how it produces good energy efficiency numbers. Low E, I think there's a soft coat and a hard coat. Different manufacturing companies offer different products of it. It's always on the inside of the double pane. You can never touch it. You can never scratch it. You just wash your windows like normal. And that is what makes your windows energy efficient. So I couldn't actually tell you the chemical makeup of it.
No, I wasn't looking for chemical makeup. Just why it has become so prevalent. And it's all the things you just listed. You answered the question.
Oh, well, fantastic. Inadvertently, huh?
Yeah, even in a non-scientific way. That's
so
perfect.
How it does work is it reflects the heat outward. That's the simple answer to it. It does not let the heat transfer in through it. It reflects it back outward.
Now, in the winter, does it reflect the heat back in to
the
house?
No, it typically does not. They do have some, like, low-E heat lock glass, things like that, that are designed to do something of that. But if you still look at the U factor, which I told you is the winter energy efficiency months,
yes,
they're still going to be relatively the same numbers. Those aren't going to change. So typically, if you do like the Frank Lloyd Wright thinking where you're, you know, windows that only get hit during the winter, you do a low, either two coats or no coats of low E on that, something like that. But it's very seldom is that even an option, really.
But you will consider changing glazing options in one home as you go around the four elevations of it?
I typically say go with the most energy efficient glass package available for that product, because even at night, when it's 100 degrees outside, if your single pane window is letting in 8% and you think it's okay because it's in the shade, your new energy efficient window is going to be blocking out 80% of that, and that's still in the shade.
Okay. Well, we're here with Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows, Rosie Certified Window Replacement Specialist. Been a member. Sal, you've been a member what now, about 7-8 years?
Has it been that long?
Well, it's been close to that, close to that. Wow. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you carrying the banner, because we get a lot of very positive feedback from the customers you install windows on. We'll be back more Talking Windows with Rosie on the House and Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows.